Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. This is the Hawk coming to you live. It's Thursday night, 10/5/2023. Well, anyway, ladies and gentlemen, I tell you, when you look at the headlines and stuff and you have Ramaswamy's car being rammed from behind by protesters in Grinnell, Iowa, all that kind of stuff, when you see Biden has got just a wonderful, great, wonderful idea. It's going to build a wall. And meanwhile, that steel has been sitting there rotting for 2 years. And then they lied and said Trump didn't build hardly any wall. Well, he built a lot of wall. So this, ladies and gentlemen, is getting into a theater of the absurd or a clown show or bizarro world. That's where I liken it to from the old Superman comic books. When instead they had the bizarro world, was Earth was like a square planet in a different dimension. And everything was square-headed or block-headed. And Superman and all the different people were block-headed, okay? And it was just totally opposite and reverse of everything that was in the regular Earth and the Superman world, all right? But the thing is, ladies and gentlemen, is that nation shall rise against nation and kingdom against kingdom. And great earthquakes shall be in divers places, and famines and pestilences and fearful sights, and great signs shall there be from heaven. But before all these, they shall lay their hands on you and persecute you. Delivering you up to the synagogues and prisons and being brought before kings and rulers for my name's sake. Well, you see, we have Red China Joe's cabinet now, apparently, has had a meeting discussing implementing continuity of government. Continuity of government means only the government has exists, and that really basically exists and preserves itself, and they don't care about what happens to you. The continuity of government is about preserving Red China Joe and his gang and the Congress and their idiot gang in the courts and their idiot gang. And the fact is, ladies and gentlemen, is that you're talking about, with continuity of government, you're talking about martial law. Now, why would there be martial law? We were still able to go to the grocery store yesterday, or you know, maybe the bank was still open today or whatever. But you see, there's a collapse in the treasury bonds. And Brother Quayle talked about all this, you know, like over a year ago, and we talked about it and talked about it, about the Operation Sandman and the de-dollarization, and how with the dollars, if you're not going to require dollars to buy oil, let's say, then the dollar ceases to be a world reserve currency in effect, and people no longer have to buy dollars on the open market or hold treasury bonds or treasury notes. But I guess the treasury bonds, the longer term bonds, 10 years, et cetera, they're saying that that ranks now among the worst crashes in history. So you go back into 2008, you go back into 81 in that area there. And although the interest rates are not as high, we're gone up way far up to around 8% now. And this eventually is going to crash the stuff because, first of all, the number of houses being sold is now, and even with a greater population and all of that, it's back to like a 1996 level. And I think it's worse than that, to be honest with you. But that means that there's no homes being you know, sold in a sense. You have a situation where you don't build homes, particularly a starter home, because even if you did, the price of the starter home, nobody can afford it. Young people or first-time buyers can't afford it. And that's in 99% of all the counties in the United States. So we're talking about an economic collapse, but we're also talking about we're at the verge of a potential nuclear war. But in the midst of all of that, you see, with Putin and all these things, and then the fact that Red China Joe and NATO are goosing the Russians trying to start the nuclear war. They're letting the border run rampant until now they're announcing they need to put up a wall, yes. Because they're getting caught in what their game is. Their game has been to create an invasion. But there's already enough people, enough single males in this country that came across the border, known, and then also the gotaways, to create a pretty formidable, sabotage force or internal destruction force against the United States. Meanwhile, the United States has got a large number of its fighting units. Oh, I don't know, large components, Big Red 1, 10th Mountain, 82nd, 101st, and others are over in Poland or Lithuania, Latvia, some of the Marine Corps, Estonia, you know, or they're in, some of them, in Ukraine proper, particularly the special ops. And then we have a whole other contingent that are ready and waiting, some on a little island, Marines on a little island, been there for quite a while, along with the Taiwanese Marine. And they're sort of sitting out there, I don't know what they're going to do against the Red Chinese onslaught. So I don't know, ladies and gentlemen, this thing is coming off the rails, or it's Casey Jones just took his last swig out of the big moonshine jug after he took his crystal meth, and he just hammered down on the throttle, going for more speed. This thing with the Congress, with the House of Representatives, it's the biggest weirdo cockamamie joke I've ever seen. And I'll tell you, I've known politicians in years gone by, directly several representatives and different people. And then as I was growing up, I mean, my parents were involved in politics. Not so much as holding office so much, but as just involved in the politics and running elections and that kind of stuff and precincts and all those kind of ideas. Well, anyway, I remember listening to then Majority Leader Bob Michael from Illinois sitting at the kitchen table talking to my mom and dad, because he would drive by and he'd just stop up and knock on the door. But anyway, that's been a long time ago. And, excuse me, ladies and gentlemen. And the fact is that this thing is about done. It's that old hawk said a few weeks ago, put a fork in it, it's done. And if you've got all these things, and I'm talking about 40, 50,000, you know, fighting age men and that kind of stuff, plus all the Spetsnaz were here, the Red Chinese were here, and different various Muslim factions, radical Muslim factions that are all over the United States and that are armed and trained, okay? So I don't know, but that, to me, looks like a recipe for we've had the invasion, now we're going to have more of the stuff. We've already been having the sabotage. And then months and months ago, I was getting the information telling you about the Red Chinese, how they were coming in across the border, and that they were being vectored and directed to go to certain areas like the ranch down there in Texas that the big general owns and various things, and they were being sent to areas to pick up money, food, money, get shelter, and also get transportation. And then they were given then orders as well as to where to go next and all the different things. Well, we've been having the derails. We've had different fires. All these things have been going on for the last year to two, all right? And it's still continuing. And we don't know what happens next week and then the week after that, and something else blows up and all the different things. So, it's going to come to the big head, you know, and it's going to pop, goes the weasel. And whether it's the hypersonic nukes of the Russians or the Red Chinese or both, or whether it's mass number of sabotages that happen inside the United States, coupled with collapse of an economy or what have you, stocks are teetering, all the different things that are going on is just incredible. Do you think that there's office buildings and those big skyscrapers in Manhattan or in Chicago or Philadelphia, or you think they're really paying, you know, full rent to the owners of those and paying on the notes to the big banks? No, the big real estate's in deep trouble. Now, so what happens? Well, Jesus tells us, red letter edition, right? Luke 21. And before all these, they shall lay their hands on you. Okay. Well, now what is going on with that? The FBI. Well, let's see. I've got that story clicked up here. Old Ray Ray. Oh, yes. Ray Ray's getting his big fancy haircuts again, I think. And he's just had a nice summer at Saranac Lake. Oh, yes. Old Ray Ray, you know. Just incredible. Just incredible. Let's see here what we got. Yeah, here we go. FBI. FBI have created a MAGA, quote unquote, extremist category, and targets Trump supporters ahead of the 2024 election. So they're already, the FBI and Ray Ray, the secret police chief now, treasonous secret police chief, because the FBI are now the crooks. The FBI are now violating the Constitution. The FBI now are protecting Hunter Biden and Red China Joe and all of the corruption of that family. So they are, in fact, the vast amount of FBI investigations are going into anti-government activities, and those in particular are anybody who's a Trump supporter. They say they want to, you know, their intent is to stop a repeat of the January 6th type incidents. Well, you know, all the January 6th incidents, you had so many undercovers and so many agent provocateurs there, Ray Ray, in there running the show. NSA, CIA, you, all the EIOs were running people in, you know. More trash troops going in here, going, you know, all that stuff. And I'd like to just, somebody would put out all those tapes, you'd be able to really see it. But at the time, you could see it. And they were initiated the domestic terrorism and different stuffs ongoing on that day. And you know what? The FBI are the ones that are in violation of the Constitution. Crooked FBI. They're the crooks now. And now he wants to go after you. So what he's talking about, if you are a Christian patriot, and particularly if you're going to go for Trump, and boy, oh boy, if you are one of those secret MAGA Catholic patriots, all right? And if you then also had children in school and you went to school board meetings, well, then you can see the threat. You can see the threat. So this is what the FBI is doing. They've gone from supposedly the good guys fighting the communists. And I've known, I talked to Ted Gunderson, who used to be one of the biggest, he used to run the LA office, and then he was on the radio for years. I talked to him a number of times about all this stuff. And he's the one that chased all the Luciferian pedophile rings. I mean, chased them around the country looking into them and who they are. And I talked to him, you know, he was in that McMartin preschool case. And then he went back after the fact, and he had an opportunity to go in with the construction company that was doing some stuff in that area, and he went in there and they were able to find all of the tunnels where the kids had said they were been taken by the preschool workers and all that stuff, and then taken like under the tunnels to a house, you know, down the block, and then out of there they were put on planes and taken to various places. So he got there and he got into the deal, and he was also then made aware that a plane had just left the local airport, was headed to Northern California. He went up there, and by the time he got up to this location where he was told it was going to be, it was this great big house on the side of the mountain, you know, and all that kind of stuff up in Northern California. And he went up there, and it was on fire. So then he went and looked around, and he figured out, and then he said he went over to the edge of the hill or the mountain there, and he found steps carved in the side of it. He went down that way and went into a secret entrance of a deep underground cave-like area that eventually tracks up underneath the house. And that in there, he found altars and all kind of stuff and all kind of information and evidence of ritual sacrifice and the whole nine yards. So they were late to the game, but then he was able to find that. So I've talked to FBI agents that were doing something. All right. And then I'll tell you another thing is that now what they're trying to do I'm reading some of this here. It's just like, anyway, what they're trying to do is to subjugate you. If you're voting for Trump, or if you think that Biden is a crook, you know, taking billions of dollars or millions of dollars through his son, Hunter, you think that's the game, you know? If you think all this stuff going on with the Ukraine and all that, you're against the Ukrainian war, well, then you're obviously, you know, bad. So what I'm going to tell you, when they start to talk about continuity of government, do you know which of the FEMA regions you belong in, that you're living in, where FEMA regions, all right, have a governor, a FEMA governor, all right, and there's a capital of the region? Look it up. Look up FEMA regions, or what FEMA region is your location in. And then when you get that, and it says FEMA region, you know, XYZ or ABC, whatever it is, 1, 2, 3, then you look and see what's the capital of that. And then you can look up and see where the address of where that is located at, and then who is the current head of the FEMA governor for your area. Remember years ago, I read to you about the new upcoming thing that Obama had done, right, at the time, and let's see if I can find that whole deal right here. It was the Board of Governors, and there was going to be a Board of Governors for the United States, and there would be 10 governors, okay? Oh, man, I'm telling you, this thing is getting to be everything that we've talked about, Brother Quayle, myself, all others, Alex Jones, all the different people. New executive order signed by Obama affecting the great structure of military governors for martial law. That was in January 12th, 2010. I wrote the story up. There's 10 FEMA regions, all right? And that effectively will be under the Secretary of Defense and hence the President in a system of regional military governors over all states, not just the states they might be from. And then I said, you better have a chill up your spine because this thing is going to go wild, okay? Americans had better understand that this executive order, along with all those previously signed and with Presidential Decision Directive 51 and others, will be used to destroy the Constitution and the Bill of Rights and to render each American effectively into nothing more than a member of a work gang subject to the control of the regional military governor who is under the SecDef, who is under the president. Posse Comitatus then is dead. Habeas corpus is dead. Bill of Rights is dead. And the only whims and subjective decisions of the regional military governor, as directed by and the president and via the Secretary of Defense and executed by NORTHCOM, North American Command Troopers, who will now include U.S., Canadian, Mexican, and other foreign national troops, as well as mercenaries and states, national guards, militias, and police agencies, and they'll be the iron fist rule of the land. So you see, that's where we're headed. That means they're going to tell you what to do when you get up, where you're at. And then you remember when Greg Evenson and I used to talk about domestic insurgency and the Declaration of Martial Law? And used to talk about that quite a bit. I've talked to you about it over the years. For new people, that was 12 October 2008. And they talked about right before the 2008 presidential election, George Bush signed directives which were embodied in the following U.S. Army document. Basically involves, once again, the suspension of the Constitution of the United States, turning control of the government over to FEMA, Federal Emergency Management Association agency, and appointment of military commanders to run state and local governments. So they're going to be running that. Now, sheriffs, you think you're going to be the one that runs the stuff, and some will go over to the side of FEMA and all of that. But the good sheriffs who like to run their county as the duly elected and most highest office holder in the county that supersedes the feds, you've got some problems here then, don't you? All right? So if you don't want to pound on the doors and with the new, perhaps they will recruit some of the new Venezuelans or the new Afghani refugees as troopers for the FEMA troopers or ancillary units attached to NORTHCOM Detachment 653 or 107, whatever the hut is. you can go back and look at into the 50s and look up martial law, and you can see in Texas that in Texas they did implement it in certain town, in certain cities. You'll see all kind of tests about it. You'll see, remember when Ollie North was going to go after and imprison all the Muslims in the United States and all of that? And, you know, this is just incredible because here we are and we're about ready to get thrown under the bus, you see. You can even go back, clear a thing, and I've given you all this information over the years. Go back to United States. It's called the State Department document or publication 7277, Department of State publication 7277, Freedom from War. The United States Program for General and Complete Disarmament in a Peaceful World. And this was Disarmament Series 5, Department of State publication 7277, released September 1961. And in the very final pages of that report, they're talking about ceding to the United Nations control of the main military forces. So you could insert NATO in a sense there, right? And then under that, UN, and then under that, the HOW, you know, the World Health Organization. And then you could then keep, each area would have like what are called in Russia, the special troops, the, what is it, the MKVD or whatever, that are, you know, regimental size and that kind of stuff, or divisions, but they're for internal security. And so that you have a deal where they have the ability to enforce the law and to lock people up and put the checkpoints up and all of that. Now, if you recall that there was a time period not long ago from Admiral Poindexter, they created the Total Information Awareness, you know, network. And then it had the prism glass, and then the rainbow or the colors of the spectrum of the prism, you know, of light being filtered through the prism and then casting a wide spotlight on the entire world. Total Information Awareness Network. And then in those documentations and stuff, they were talking about martial law. They're also talking about levels of surveillance and that. But anyway, Poindexter and those people, and Ollie North worked under Poindexter, they hired several of the top KGB, you know, and one of the Marcus Wolf, the East German Stasi head. And Marcus Wolf's key was that he always had about one out of every four people was a snitch to the Stasi. Right, that was his strength. So he was tasked with that. They paid them each millions of dollars. Okay. Then you had Yevgeny Primakov, and he's the one that showed them how to do the internal passport system. Okay. And to where you require to have your internal passport, your papers. And let's say you're in Charlotte and you're going to South Carolina or you're going to North Carolina. You got a line there. Or you're in Kansas City and you got Kansas and Missouri, all right? You'd have to show your papers in some cases, perhaps at checkpoints county to county. And any random checkpoint they throw up in the countryside or on an interstate highway or what have you. So it would be no longer any freedom to travel. And you'll be subject to all of that. That already has been looked into and then basically gamed out and planned in the United States. And Yevgeny Primakov showed him how to do all of that. Then you had, what was his name? He was the head of the wetwork of the Div 5 of the, or that's Div 5 of the FBI. He was head of Directorate 5 of the KGB. And he showed him how to put up all of the checkpoints, the guard checks, all the stuff, and how to do all of that. And that's all been done. And if you look at your interstate highways, you can't cross the center line anymore. All for a good cause, so you don't have any crisscrosses. But at the same time, you get funneled off down the road, you know, to an exit. And what they do is they show you checkpoint ahead past the exit. And then you take the exit. Well, then the exit is the checkpoint. So this whole thing is getting ready to go to a martial law. You'll have bank, total bank holiday, and they will own everything in your bank accounts. They'll own everything in your IRAs, your 401ks, your stock market accounts, your bond accounts, all of that. And as the WEF says, you will own nothing and you'll be happy. And they'll give you, if you're a good doobie, and if you have clicked your heels and saluted Red China Joe and she and those people in China, I'm going to tell you what, they're enemies of the Lord Jesus. And they've taken the Bible, and they've inserted the name of she instead of Jesus, or instead of God, okay? So, settle it there poor in your hearts, not to meditate before what ye shall answer, for I will give you a mouth and wisdom, which all your adversaries shall not be able to gainsay nor resist. And ye shall be betrayed both by parents and brethren and kinsfolks and friends, and some of you shall they cause to be put to death. And ye shall be hated of all men for my name's sake. We're getting there real quick. And there should not a hair of your head perish. Well, that's interesting, because they've already said they're going to put you to death. Well, it's because in your patience possess ye your souls. But they're getting ready to do stuff. I'm seeing, and I saw it years ago, I saw the what could be called the concentration camps. The razor wire poking in the direct opposite direction of what it should be, all right? And all the different things like that we went through. The signs that had on the back of the signs, the colored stickers, red and black. Black was the death camps. Red and blue and all the different things. We went into the color coding. That was from the 90s. All that was real because it got exposed, and Brother Quayle exposed a lot of that back then. Then it did not happen at that point. But old Rex 84, 1984, was almost a fait accompli, all right? There were going to be those checkpoints. Now they're just letting in millions and millions of people in invasion of the United States, and all they got to do is have the Red Chinese, they tell their guys, okay, go to this ranch up here, take a little boat, steal a boat, go up the river, do this, bop, 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 bop. Remember the actual facts I told you about that were taking place down in certain counties in Texas where there was the woman, Chinese woman, driving an SUV, and she had all these young Chinese men with high and tight hair who had no pocket litter, no ID, nothing on them, and they were stopped by deputies of a sheriff down there, and they were stopped, and then by the time they started calling in, when they found out that this woman said she was taking them to Houston to the Hilton Hotel or whatever it was, some hotel, and yet they had no ID, nothing. So by the time they were trying to get ICE and the federal agents and stuff down there to take them over, they were told to stand down by the Department of Justice. Right. ladies and gentlemen, I can hardly breathe. That's why I'm troubled to sound weird tonight. I've been trying to tell you and hint at that a little bit, but I have trouble inhaling. I can inhale a little bit, but not. But I can exhale, obviously, because I can talk. But it's something, and then I've been to the doctor, and I've gone through CAT scans and different stuff, and I'm waiting on the results of all of that. So be that as it may, I'm up here tonight by the grace of the Lord Jesus. And so give me a little bit of a break. I pray for all of you out there, and you have sent, a lot of you have sent in emails and stuff, and you can always email me at radiohawk777@hotmail.com. radiohawk77@hotmail.com. So consequently, ladies and gentlemen, you've got a world that's getting ready to flip on us. And then now they're actually talking openly about continuity of government with the cabinet members and different things. And if you do not have your preparations all ready to go, then there's going to be limitations about going to the grocery store, to the drug store, to whatever it is you're going to do. Certainly not to the gun store or to buy ammunition. But I would suggest to you this. I've read to you many, many times, Declaration of Independence. And I'll just read that little portion again, because this is right out of the founding doctrine of the United States. But when a long train of abuses and usurpations pursuing invariably the same object evinces a design to reduce them, meaning the American people, under absolute despotism, it is their right, it is their duty to throw off such government and to provide new guards for their future security. To throw off such government, all right, and provide new guards. So now you've got a declaration actually, you know, talking about now the thing to target Trump. Well, they've interfered in the last two or three elections, haven't they? It's just ridiculous. Just ridiculous. FBI, mega extremism. But you go back to that document I was telling you about, Declaration of Insurgency, Declaration of Martial Law. And here you go. Counterinsurgency responsibilities. Talking about the cadre, the mass base, origins, causes, all these different things. Tells you about the dynamics of the insurgency. It's written in 2008. They implemented this, but they didn't fully implement it. In the ideology, an insurgency sets forth a political alternative to the existing state. Both theoretically and actually, it offers a vision of counterstate, the most powerful ideologies to tap. Well, yeah, the counterstate would be the Declaration of Independence and the Bill of Rights and the Constitution, because the state that's set up is against that. And then they're talking about all the different things, cordon and search, collecting, sharing information. I'm just paraphrasing a lot of this, using spies. The proper application of force is a critical opponent to any successful domestic counterinsurgency operation. So they're going to come to your house. They're going to come door to door. They're going to come with the platoons coming out of the trucks down the streets. And I'm going to tell you what. Old Solzhenitsyn had something to say, didn't he? And I'll just read this. He was a literary man, Alexander I. Solzhenitsyn, right? and how we burned in the camps later, thinking what would things have been like if every security operative, when he went out at night to make an arrest, had been uncertain whether he would return alive and had to say goodbye to his family, or if during periods of mass arrest, as for example in Leningrad, which is St. Petersburg, when they arrested a quarter of the entire city. People had not simply sat there in their lairs, hailing at every terror and every bang of the downstairs door and every step on the staircase, but had understood they had nothing left to lose and had boldly set up in the downstairs hall an ambush of a half a dozen people with axes, hammers, pokers, or whatever else was to hand. And in America, that could be quite another group of things come to hand. Then the organs would very quickly have suffered a shortage of officers and transport, and notwithstanding all of Stalin's thirst, the cursed machine would have ground to a halt if we didn't love freedom enough. And even more, we had no awareness of the real situation. And there's a lot of people that have no awareness of the real situation. Then he said, Solzhenitsyn said, we purely and simply deserved everything that happened afterward. Alexander I. Solzhenitsyn. Well, he got sent to gulags in Siberia. You know, sit out there in 40 below and making gloves for troops on little hand sewing machines, you know, bump sewing machines, which are good things to have, by the way. But I was just going to tell you, in regards to all of this, I think that it's time that to reemphasize once again that it might be time to write down certain instructions for your family. Whoever's leading the show, and there's a lot of women that run the prep part of the home while the guys out golfing are doing something else or travels on the road or whatever. But there's a lot of women out there that are running the prepping show and taking care of the household, and who also are, you know, in charge of firearms and all the different things. But whether it's men or women, it makes no difference. It's just good American people, you see, preparing to make sure they don't get clipped under a new Stalinist, a new Red Chinese, a new Nazi-type regime under the foo-foo hair boy from Saranac Lake. Oh, I just can't believe these people. They want to be the secret police, you see. And they are the secret police. But the answer right there, Solzhenitsyn's porch. It's, you know, a literary act by a guy that got caught up in all of that, who got taken away to the gulag. But see, it won't be like that now. They'll just take you and guillotine you, or put you in a pit and shoot you, or gas you, or whatever. I've been to Beech Grove. I went years ago when they first talked about it. I went to go to look at it. Beech Grove is south of Indianapolis. And that was a railway yard that was designed to bring in a rail car or a caboose or whatever and retrofit it or work on it or, you know, either enhance it or put on new wheels or whatever, that kind of stuff, to repair, you know, or replace parts. And that had been closed, that rail yard at Beech Grove had been closed for years. And then all of a sudden they got big federal appropriations, and the new windsock goes up over the area, and it just happens to be across the yard at Beech Grove is one of the largest cold storage processing plants there at the time in Indianapolis. And I don't know what exists there now, but I went during the 90s to go look at it specifically, and they were getting all kind of stuff, and they were had a situation where you could just pull a rail car in into the building, into the shop, and then there was new gas main connectors on the outside that they could then connect to the back of the train, and they could run somebody through, gas them, take them. The bodies could go over to the cold storage, cycle on through, and they had all of the different colors, the red, blue, green, brown colors, and they had the lines on the ground in spray paint. And then that is the era when on the back of the street signs, the back of the road signs, on the highways, state highways, federal highways, everything, they had different colored stickers. And that showed you for troops that would be United Nations troops or mercenary troops for martial law. They would go in, they would have lists, they would pick people up door to door. They would put them into the back of the trucks. And they'd be directed not by words, but by the oncoming as you're driving down the road. It was the back of the signs on the other side of the highway that you were looking at on the left-hand side. And if you were a red route, those were going to a certain red route area, maybe to a high school gymnasium or a sports stadium, maybe to a hospital, maybe to some kind of a large warehouse or what have you. And that those are to a helicopter pad or whatever it might be, or a golf course. That is the trick. We've already been through all of that. You can look some of that up. The colored stickers on the back of road signs, possibility of martial law, that kind of thing. That's information is still up on the web. You can look it up. You don't believe Old Hawk, then you go look it up. But the fact is, we've been looking and going towards this zone, and now we're real close, and now they're having open meetings about continuity of government. So I'm just telling you, ladies and gentlemen, they're going to lay their hands on you, persecute you, for Lord Jesus' name's sake, in a sense. Oh, man. Well, anyway, ladies and gentlemen, I'm here tonight. I don't have the best approach or delivery on the show because I have trouble breathing in, but I can breathe out. But that doesn't mean that I'm an easy touch, so just forget about that, all of you out there, because I got nothing wrong with my finger, you know what I'm saying, for squeezing the trigger like Mickey Lapua would do. So I don't know, ladies and gentlemen. But the timing, Cliff High and some of the remote viewers, independently of each other, but then in presentation, they're talking about words like ejecta or falling particles from space in multiple locations after explosions. Some big, huge event prior to the end of this year. Then we have the guy, I forget his name, but he was a CIA officer and somebody that was basically one of what you might call the MIB. And there was an intelligence unit that went around to scare the crap out of anybody that talked about UFOs or who had divulged government stuff, and they would come to them as men in black. Somewhere I've got on a piece of paper, but if you understand stacks of paper in an office where you do radio show, you've got to find this stuff from the stack of paper. But I used to know it was like intelligence company or agency, 8704, 8709, something like that. And they had been sort of loosely affiliated with the Air Force, but maybe it was Army before that, when it was Army Air Force or what have you. But he was an MIB. Well, on his deathbed confessions, he was telling everything he could do because he knew he was going to pass away. And he went out and talked to people. I talked to the camera and everything, talking about how the year 2024, there was going to be billions of people die. And then we know the Deagle Report says that by 2025, in the United States itself, just by itself, there will be over 250 million people die because we're only supposed to be left with 100 million people. 100 million. 100 million people out of 350 or 360 million, all right? And then now we've got, you know, bringing in another 10 million, 20 million a year, whatever the illegals are. So they're going to have a lot of people die in this country and around the world because they want no more. They've come back out with it again. World Economic Forum saying it would be so much easier when we just get down to that population of 500 million people worldwide. Well, that was the population that the Georgia Guidestones talked about. Population planet Earth, no more than 500 million in harmony and perpetuity. Ba 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 ba. See, well, that meant then 6.5 billion or 6 billion people would have to die. Now it may be more than that now because some say that our world population is closer to 8 billion. So if that's the case, then about 7.5 billion got to die. But the 500 million is the optimum for them population on planet Earth so they can control everything and they can turn everybody into slaves or very loyal technocrat managers or like the very top of the heap. They get to go out into the areas where it's been rewilded and they brought back the dinosaurs and all that. And they fly in with their little spaceships or aircraft, and they fly into the tree houses, the different things, down those corridors, you see. And then they've got everybody contained in the city and all of that. Well, I'm going to tell you what. You better get your preparations, your water purification, water storage, your food, long-term storage food and canned food. And you're going to have to buy it. I'm going to tell you what. I was thinking about this the other night. You're going to have to buy a lot more ammunition than you think you're ever going to need. So get the stuff that's ready-made. Redoing your own is great, but you got to store the powder and the shot and everything and have the time to do it. And there may not be the time to do it like we have now. So if you're going to do that, start reloading now in great quantity. While you can still do that. But it might be easier just to buy the rounds and have them ready to go. Now, other things that I like to think about is you write the instructions. And I've started in on this thing here at the beginning. Write the instructions. And you need to get a big Ziploc plastic bag, waterproof vinyl or plastic bag with a zipper that's big enough to include, you know, maps and also multiple pages. And then I would take, if you had like a printer page or copying paper page, 8.5 by 11 or whatever it is, 8 by 10, whatever the size is. If you have that and if you had individual sleeves, plastic sleeves or glassine sleeves for each one of those. And you go down there and you, you know, do it in a format that's succinct and declare sentences. In the case of this, like a nuclear weapon goes off, or if you hear about one, or if all the lights go out and don't come back on for quite a while, then you should do X, Y, Z, A, B, C, D, E, F, G. You see what I'm saying? And you spell that out in clear-cut sentences. Number one, number two, 1A, 1B, 1C. Like an outline form for your family. Let's say, ladies, you're out there, you run the show. Do it for your husband and your kids. Guys, you run the show. Do it for your wife and your kids. Or your neighbor next door who is also going to be somebody that you would like to help to protect and or to partner up with to, you know, protect your area of the street or the next farm down the road or ranch down the road, you see. So this is getting ready to apparently happen because they're openly talking about continuity of government. That's martial law. I'm just going to repeat it again. And you'll not have the money in the bank or any of that kind of stuff. So you better use whatever part of what you got now. Because if the de-dollarization is going down, which it is, even Matt Gaetz in his little speech said, if we're going to lose the dollar, then we better do some things real quick. That's what he called pulling the Band-Aid off. But I don't want to get into that because I think that whole thing is a clown show. I think it's just a total goofball, goofy thing. And I do can tell you that it's the worst time for it to happen, all of that. And I think that the big surprise is that the Russians and the Chinese do pop the nuke on us in a few places. But it doesn't have to be just like it was in the 50s. You can think about one missile now, one Russian missile that they say could be dialed up to take out almost all of Texas. Well, that's a big concept right there. But on the other hand, you need to have your expedient shelters and your basement shelters and your garage shelters or your digging in the side of the hillside for a root cellar type nuclear biological chemical shelter as well. And then the other thing I think that you need to be interested in and think about, I've told you this before, topographical maps. If you go out tonight or if you go out the weekend here, wherever you go to the bookstore, you know, or what have you, go to the map section and pick you up topographical maps that show every creek, every stream, every hill, the elevation of this, every roadway, every railroad. Topographical maps of your state and the states next to you. Don't go into their Luciferian knife without a fight. Stand for the Lord Jesus. Stand for your family's Bill of Rights. And I will tell you what, mighty men and women of valor, use your high-tech weaponry to strike blows against the enemies of the Lord Jesus. Bandingo Rangers, I know you're ready. Vicky Lapua, the best by test. Road and track and Little L. Have your daddy get each of you a copy of the Constitution, one of the pocket Constitution books. That also includes the Declaration of Independence and the Bill of Rights. That would be something good that he could talk to you about. And you guys are young, but you're tough. You're mighty. Keep up with your studies. And hi to your dad, your mom. To the 23 gang, all right? Good night, ladies and gentlemen. The Lord willing, I'll be here tomorrow. Hopefully I'll find out some news from my desk. Good night, ladies and gentlemen.